the viewership and listenership in Queensland, it's catching like wildfire. Right through the state of Queensland, they're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast, and James Hansen, he's probably woken up at 5:30 to catch the start. Good morning, mate.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Is that what it feels like up there, the Big Sports Breakfast? People are talking about it everywhere.
Yeah, it's up. It's a big chat everywhere around here.
Jeez, you're
lying. Mate, you had a win on the weekend, a good result over the Rebels, who'd been travelling nicely.
Yeah, it was a win we needed, I guess. We had a tough trip over to Christchurch the week before, and obviously we wanted to bounce back and I guess in front of a home crowd, and we still got a very strong crowd out there. We wanted to repay those faithful that still had belief in us, and the Melbourne team had been tracking pretty well. They needed a win to put themselves into finals contention as well. So they had a lot to play for. And, I think we had a good week of training, and, that showed on the weekend that we came out firing and sort of got on top of them physically and on the scoreboard.
James, John Connolly, former Wallaby coach, he's a great man, but he's claimed himself as a miracle worker. He was only in the job for 5 days and you came up with a big win.
Yeah. Yeah, look, he obviously got called in after that result.
In Christchurch,
and as a coaching consultant, and he's been working pretty heavily with them and sort of behind the scenes, and I think obviously he's a proud Queensland man, and he's had success at the national level and the state level, so his experience is invaluable.
Mate, any game gets tougher, more complex when you're not winning. It doesn't feel as easy. Did you guys get away from the basics for a while? Is that what you've returned to?
Yeah, I think we did, and a lot of it, like you said, is when you have consecutive losses, is that little edge, that sort of confidence, that stride in your step, is sort of, I guess you double take on yourself. So for us, it was is going out there, and we knew we were good footy players. We knew we had the team to do it. It was just backing ourselves to do that. And I guess when you've had a big loss like that, it's always, motivation is there. You want to go out and make amends. But for us, this week, the challenge is that after a good win, is that getting that back-to-back win is probably, again, even harder.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, Matt. It'll mean very, very little what happened last week if you put in a shocker come the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Mate, World Cup year as well. How are you tracking? I know you've been in that Wallaby setup before. Do you see yourself being part of the World Cup squad?
Yeah, look, for me, that's the goal. I think that's the goal for every player.
Sure.
But for me, I've felt like the last few weeks I've played consistent games and long minutes as well. Like I've played close to 80 minutes each time. So for me, that's a big factor in in my position, is gaining consistency at the set piece and all that sort of thing. I think it's each week I've been building, and hopefully that gets recognised, but for us is finishing the season well, because history shows that the better the team's going, the more opportunity or the more chance that you'll get more numbers in that squad. So for us, that's sort of, that's the goal, but at the moment the focus is internally on the Reds.
James, can I just ask about a few players? Jake McIntyre, it seemed that he had a good start to a career.
Yeah. Look, Jake's a great player. He's proved himself to be one of the standout performers at club week in, week out. And I guess that's good to see rewarded, because, the Queensland competition, or Queensland as a state, does provide so many players nationally as well. So it's good to sort of get that recognition for those sort of guys that are working hard. And, for him, he's come back from a serious injury that probably, if he didn't have that, he would have got a gig earlier on in the year. But it's good to see him doing well.
Carmichael Hunt, how's he travelling?
Yeah, he's going well. I think he's sort of found his position. Obviously, he's still got a bit to work on there, and he's been sort of pretty adamant of working that. But, it's been a pretty rough start for him to transition into a rugby career. So I think the way he's gone about everything, the way he's dealt with it, has been extremely professional. He stood up and accepted everything. He's used it, to work on personally, and man, I think he's a better person for it. the way he's come out of it. And, you know, you can just see being around him is that that sort of speaks volumes about how he's come back from that.
Yeah, so he's now playing at outside centre and you've got James O'Connor playing at fullback. Is that how you reckon it will stay?
Look, I think those two guys probably played their best games of the year. So
okay.
You know, James O'Connor was probably a standout performer. Yeah, and he's proven himself there at test level and, you know, everywhere he's gone. So, look, I think he's happy there. Well, that's obviously up to the coaches, but I'm sure they've seen that. And Carmichael, I guess his big ability is that, you know, what you've seen from the rugby league days and lots of things is that he can carry the ball hard, but also he's a ball distributor. So he offers some really good options for us there.
Yeah, good on you. And James, just finally, mate, what's this big scrum? I mean, every scrum on a rugby field looks pretty big, but what's this big scrum that's going to be happening at Ballymore?
What, are you guys keen to join in? Or?
Well, maybe it... Well, Michael would. He's packed in a few dodgy positions on his time.
Speak for yourself, look, Terry.
Usually it's the last thing that blokes want to put their head in is a scrum, but they're trying to... break the record, I guess, out at, I'm not sure where it's going to be, but during a few months' time.
Right.
You know, it's to celebrate the 130-year history of Queensland, and there's a scrum monument that's obviously going at Suncorp, so that's how they're going about it.
Jeez. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd get up there, TK.
I'd actually be up the front, I think.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
Good on you, James. We wish you well, mate. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.